A group of top U.S. lawmakers say that the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The American senators argue that in Saudi Arabia, things of high magnitude cannot be done without clearance from the top. They say that Saudi Arabia has lost all credibility, with some of them calling for a stop to U.S. arms sales to the kingdom. There have also been calls for sanctions against Riyadh. Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, believes the sanctions are good but not great. He says there should be a collective response from U.S. allies. Saudi Arabia has drawn international criticism for shifting stories on how Khashoggi was killed at his Istanbul consulate earlier this month. The kingdom denies that the crown prince was involved. Michael Howard is a freelance journalist and writer who joins us to share with us his thoughts on this. So if we want to take a look at this case, we can talk about many different angles, but ultimately two things lie pivotal to this. One is the body. That needs to be retrieved, which may explain a lot. And second is the international response, in particular the United States. What kind of response should there be when it comes to this in terms of any action to be taken against the Saudi kingdom?
Well, I would first point out that thus far the reaction from the U.S. has been more or less appropriate. So if you contrast it with our reaction to the alleged chemical incidents in Syria, for instance, after which we launched Tomahawk missiles against a sovereign state before any kind of independent investigation could be carried out. Those were major crimes, by the way. And now suddenly, we seem to be very concerned about establishing what precisely took place and drawing conclusions that are credible and then acting accordingly. And this is the way things should take place. So until we have all the details, I don't know that we should take any action. But if the Turkish version of events is correct, and if I had to guess, I'd say that they are. I certainly don't think the Saudi explanation is in any way plausible. Then certainly I would agree with, say, Adam Schiff, U.S. representative from California, who said, and I quote him now, "This ought to be a relationship-altering event." There are many lawmakers who are taking a very hard line on this, and they want to reconsider the whole alliance with Saudi Arabia. This is something that I think it's high time that this took place. The alliance, the U.S.-Saudi alliance, is based on a few straightforward factors. One, cheap oil. Two, billions and billions of dollars to U.S. weapons manufacturers like Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Raytheon. Third, a rabid hostility to Iran and Iran's allies. And fourth, a support for the status quo in Israel. These are things that I think should all be dispensed with.
Now, let's take a look at what can be done when it comes to the way that some of the senators in the U.S. Are talking. And you mentioned one. Let's look at another who has been very vocal, even though many do not side with him on other issues, and that's Senator Lindsey Graham, looking at a list of things that he said should be done. And the top of the list, I think, that is very striking is the fact that the MBS should be removed. Do you agree that just that action, even though it is pretty severe, is going to solve what has really occurred? Because looking from the outside in an introspective way, you have a journalist that was assassinated inside a consulate, and those orders came from somewhere. Because so far, the reasoning given is not something that either makes sense or many are in agreement with. So that needs to be addressed. At the end of the day, can the Saudi regime adapt to not acting that way? Because if you want to take a look at the whole host of things that the Saudi regime has done. We can talk about the support for terrorists. We can talk about the way that they have acted in places like Yemen, where people, civilians are getting killed, and the list is pretty long.
The list is very long indeed. And as horrific as this particular event is, again, assuming that the Turkish version is somewhat accurate, you have a Washington Post columnist who, although he's been described almost all over the press as a dissident, from what I can tell, he was no sort of dissident. I mean, he was a royalist. He basically supported the Saudi system of government, if we can call it that. But for simply express, I mean, for whatever reason, he didn't like MBS, and he wrote about this. And for that, he was allegedly tortured, murdered, and dismembered. So this is absolutely horrific. Having said that, it's rather small beer compared to what Saudi Arabia has been doing in Yemen for the past 3 years with American support. And I've been writing about this for about 3 years, certainly before any of the mainstream press ever did. I'm ashamed of the US role in Yemen. And I think it's high time that we bring it to an end. And there are a number of lawmakers calling for that now. As to Lindsey Graham, Graham is a bit of a reputation for making outlandish statements. I think calling for MBS to be essentially deposed, I don't know exactly what he meant by MBS has to go, but to suggest that in some way he needs to be overthrown is preposterous. I mean, how precisely would that happen? MBS has all the power, and like any good tyrant, he's purged the regime of his major political rivals, and he's surrounded himself with sycophants. So I don't think MBS is going anywhere anytime soon. But certainly, once the facts are in, and I think that they will be in, because I don't think, well, I know for a fact that although Trump and Pompeo claim to be satisfied with the Saudi explanation, the Washington Post is not satisfied. The New York Times is not satisfied. They're not going to let this go. So this scandal is not going to blow over anytime soon. And now we have Erdogan saying that he's going to release all of the facts, all of the evidence in their naked form, as he put it. And once those facts are in, we can decide on the best course of action. But certainly, regardless of what precisely took place, the alliance between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia needs to be altered or altogether put to an end.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Michael Howard, freelance writer and journalist there talking to us. We appreciate that.